if you're you have youth that are gaming and they're not necessarily gaming out in public or in esports, but they're always spending a lot of time in front of a console or a PC. It's good to get as many tips and education as you can to kind of help those kids out as they grow up, and if they want to have this as a hobby, what can be done to make sure that they're doing that in a healthy way. So we really appreciate the chance to have them come out and talk to them, but you can always bring your kids out too. So during this session, during this workshop, kids will get a 1 hour free of game time in the lounge so they can jump on any of our single player consoles, which feature high-end PCs, Xbox Ones, PlayStation 4s, and Nintendo Switches. We have over 300 titles, so they're going to be busy while you're learning, but you're more than welcome to play some games afterwards too.
Good stuff. Well, we'll send it over to Dr. Schwartz now. Dr. Schwartz, please explain to the listening audience how gaming and a healthy lifestyle can coexist with kids.
All right. Well, how are you guys doing? I'm Dr. Schwartz. Like Larry said, we'll be doing this presentation, Healthy Gaming for Kids. And it's not like a single approach. It's more multifaceted. We want to do, talk about the ergonomic aspect. We want to talk about, common injuries, treatment for it, what you can do, taking breaks, which is huge as well, in between long, gaming sessions, proper nutrition, just some online safety tips, some little ones there. But it's kind of a multifaceted approach to trying to break this almost, common perception that gaming and then that's, it's bad for you and sitting's bad for you and everything like that. There's really good ways that we can combat this, this kind of stereotype and kind of improve health for the kids while they're doing something they really enjoy, which is playing video games.
Dr. Schwartz, I want to stick with something you just mentioned because I don't think nutrition is commonly positively associated with gaming. Give us an idea as to how nutrition can be very, very important when it works in with the gaming world.
Yeah, I mean, I think the common stereotype is Doritos, Mountain Dew, Red Bull, and just playing video games. And, if you have, it's like for any sport, with esports athletes, if you have proper fuel, you play better, you feel better, and, you're able to just play longer and enjoy it a lot more. So I'm obviously not a nutritionist, but having my doctorate and taking a lot of nutrition classes and just from my experience, I always tell people, have a lot of color on the plate, have a lot of color with the snacks and get stuff from the grocery store that's on the outer ring of the grocery store and not so much on the inside, and you'll be pretty good.
Larry, we'll send it back to you now here also. And I think it's fascinating how this really encompasses a lot of different age ranges as well. The event itself is primarily targeted for parents to learn about how they can apply some of these things when their kids are getting into gaming. But you mentioned this earlier. There's going to be a lot going on for kids as well here too. While the parents are kind of hearing some of these things, there will be a ton going on for the kids while their parents are out here learning these things.
Yeah, so our gamers come into the lounge as young as 8 years old. If they are able, the way we see it, if they're able to sit at a computer desk and use a keyboard or mouse, then they are gamers to us for our PC side. But there are a lot of gamers who come in and just look for that console play too. So again, it's just a way to cater to any type of gamer, whether you're even if you're an old school retro gamer, we have some retro titles there available too. But if you want to learn new games, maybe never experienced playing, say, a game like Fortnite on a PC, you've only played on a console, kids will come in and get excited about the fact that they have the access now to this high-end PC that they may not ever get an opportunity to, or maybe looking to step up into, but not really sure about it just yet. So it's a really good opportunity to come and try those things out. And like I said, we have so many games available. It's not just a popular one. So anything they want to try, I know I just had a kid in yesterday. He came in during one of the tournaments, a actual pro esports player that plays Smash Brothers, but his little sister wanted to play PC on Fortnite. And it was great to see how excited she was to play that game because they don't have that PC at home. They just have, the Xbox One. But anything that they want to play, we have available for them too.
Very cool stuff. Again, Dr. Drew Schwartz and Larry Brazil with the One Life to Play Gaming and Esports Lounge joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about Saturday's event, Healthy Gaming for Kids. And, I'm always interested to find out how events like this come together. Larry kind of gave me some of the background information before we came on the air, so I'll let you guys kind of come together and tell us how this whole event came together because, again, it's interesting and it's unique. It's not something you hear about very often, but Larry, we'll start with you. How did you guys come together to collaborate on this event?
Yeah, it's one of those interesting things that you always try to do in business is network. And when you get that message, you know, let's have a cup of coffee and talk, you know, that's what gets me kind of excited. It's somebody who's willing to listen to what my vision is, and I get an opportunity to learn what other people's objectives are or motivations are in the world of esports. And that's exactly what Dr. Drew Schwartz did. He hit me up on LinkedIn, asked for a meeting over a cup of coffee to see what he can offer our lounge, because he does this, and I'll let him mention that in a bit, but he does this for a living and for a hobby. You know, he has his For the Wellness blog. That's a really great resource to learn a little bit more about healthy gaming and the gaming culture itself. He works with a lot of other organizations in Northeast Ohio, too. So it was really interesting to be able to get that message from him. And really, when we sat down, I explained to him what One Life to Play was all about, what our vision is, not just in the lounge house aspect, but also our esports team and what we wanted to give back to the community. And we kind of really had the same mutual feeling of, you know, let's debunk the stigma of what gaming is. And we kind of brainstormed where we could start off by doing that. And it was always in our plan that we needed to get to parents. We needed to get to the parents. And we think that with a workshop like this and ongoing workshops, we can, again, talk to parents about the positive sides of gaming, the social aspects of it, not just, you know, when we talk about the education of, you know, how you can game healthier, but what is healthy about gaming in a socially driven environment. We provide, you know, a competitive space, we provide a casual space, we provide a social, fun, and safe place. So it's some place where those youth can get together, they can experience the games and the things that they love, but they can meet new people, they can come and hang out with their friends, and they can do it all while not worrying about, oh, I'm doing something wrong, or, you know, if I guess I could go out and run, but I really like this, and why does everybody look bad about it or at me about it? So we want to give that space, and we kind of had that same sort of vision.
Very good stuff. Well, Dr. Schwartz, we'll throw this your direction as well. Anything that you would like to add to that about how you guys kind of came together to collaborate on this?
Yeah, I mean, I reached out to Larry, and I, you know, the typical, let's meet for coffee, and we hit it off. And, I mean, we were there forever, and I had to get back for lunch, and I was like, look, I got to go. but we honestly had a blast, and we both had the same vision. And I have my chiropractor practice over here on, you know, over in Shaker Square. And I also have, I started a blog last April, 2018, and to combine esports and kind of the chiropractic aspect. And started off, was going slowly, and then it really started picking up. And so I worked with a couple teams here in Northeast Ohio, worked with University of Akron Esports down in Akron. Cleveland State's esports team is slowly picking up, and I recently started working with the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA 2K team. They have a gaming club there, and I started working with those guys, and it's just been a blast, you know, and it's awesome combining something that you do for a profession, but also something that you love doing and being a part of, and being part of that esports community. And that's why I combined it with my blog, For the Wellness blog. And me and Larry decided we need to kind of break that stigma, and there's stuff you can do to have gaming not only be a great social experience, because that's what gaming is to me, but also to be do it healthy and instill habits for the future, for long-term health of the player.
Dr. Schwartz, has the e-gaming world kind of gotten to that point where you have some dietitians and doctors on staff as yourself to kind of help these guys here?
Yeah, some of the big organizations, a lot of them are out in California and Texas. They started to implement. One of the big ones is mental health coaches. It's huge because in gaming, it's all about, you know, mental health, and not, the term is tilting or just being really aggravated or frustrated. I think of the example, like if you're playing chess and you are mad, you flip over the board, which I used to do as a kid, right? That's kind of tilting in esports. So mental health coaches, nutritional, they started to implement exercise programs as well, because if you're healthy mentally and you feel healthy physically and you're working out every day, you feel a heck of a lot better than if you don't. You just play video games and do the typical gamer stuff. If you can be a healthy, you know, athlete, just like in any sport, sure, you're going to play better.
I would imagine that would help react. I mean, we've all been through a controller a time or two when we've been frustrated, yeah. I think. But I would imagine that helps with reaction and all. If your mental health and you're in your place and you're cool and you're collective, you can make the moves you need to move.
I'll be honest, yeah. I've never broken a controller, though.
Wow, that's impressive.
I've never thrown one.
I
don't think I have either.
Wow.
I've had tons of roommates that have slammed controllers from playing Madden. So,
it's just me, then, I guess, in the group here. I was going to say, it cost me $50, and I never made that mistake again. So, I learned.
Yeah, I plead the fifth on that. I'm just going to go ahead and leave that one alone. Dr. Schwartz, I'm sure we've probably hit on some of these already, but I want to throw this question your direction just to see if there's anything we might have missed here. But, you know, in your mind, what's the ultimate goal of this? And what are some of the common issues that you feel will arise that you can address at this on Saturday?
So I think the big takeaways for the presentation on Saturday is, you know, we want to have ergonomics implementation for short-term goals and long-term goals. If your kid is thinking about, you know, is really good at the game and they want to maybe pursue esports or, you know, streaming or something like that, then you need to instill these kind of keys right now for long-term goals. Same thing with any athlete. If you're take it for football, if you're tackling with your helmet, you need to stop that right now if you want to have a career in football. Kind of the same premise. So I think having the short-term, long-term goals, ergonomics, the treatment aspect, like when you should go seek treatment, what they should be doing. And then the final thing is doing stuff that they can do at home when you're out of the medical professionals' kind of line of sight, as far as taking breaks, making sure they're getting, you know, proper exercise. And I call it some smart fueling, or basically, you know, having good, you know, healthy snacks that are easy to make, but are going to be the correct fuel and not just, like I said, Doritos and Red Bull.
Right. Something other than empty calories, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can add to a little of that, you know, the big thing that I always talk to parents about is the aspiring gamers who want to be those pro players. And they always ask me, like, my son is 8 years old or nine now, and he's really, really, really good at Fortnite. So I let him play for quite a long time. And a lot of parents ask me, why do you let your son play that long? I was like, well, you know, you take your son to soccer practice for 2.5 hours. Why do you let him play that long? But it's about, you know, if that's his passion, that's his focus, then let him do that. Let him learn that. If he finds something, other activity, then he can get into those other activities. But right now, you know, if he wants to have a 6-hour gaming session, you know, I'm going to have him take a break at 2 hours. And we've learned now, you know, it's actually just through some things that I've read on Dr. Schwartz's blog, is not approaching him and saying, you got to take a break from this game now, but making him feel like he's that pro player. Okay, now it's time to train. Let's go watch the Fortnite videos, you know. So it stops him from playing, but we can still watch some videos. Or he can really just take a break mentally from it all and just read a book. But he really feels at that point that I'm not punishing him from the game, but I'm actually helping him become a better player by giving him that break, you know. So it's just those kind of steps that could be taken for your aspiring esports players.
I want to ask you one last question before we wrap up here, because – you know, you and I got into a number of different topics off air, and I thought it was really fascinating because we've told stories before about how there are local high school kids who have actually gone on and they've gotten esports scholarships, and that's really kind of taken off. You took that one step further and you said, oh, yeah, it's much bigger than that. You mentioned that there are actually combines for this.
Yes, I appreciate you mentioning that. We do have a combine coming up. It starts July 5th. It's just right after the 4th there, and well, we know when the 5th is, but the combine is very interesting because the software that runs our gaming lounge is actually the same software that's in over 500 centers worldwide. So we're talking the main, you know, core area is obviously Asia, but they're in Europe, they're in South America, Australia, all over North America, gaming centers that run this software. And there's a group out of Illinois called Go Esports. And what they do is they have partnered with the same people that make this software, GG Leap. And they monitor this software from time to time for when players are playing. And they're actually looking for the data. They only have like a player's number, and they are looking at the data. So if you're playing a game like Fortnite, or you're playing a game like League of Legends, and you're on our PCs in any of these centers, then they can see that gameplay happening. And what they do is they get all that data together, and then they share that with scouts out at colleges and high schools and actual professional esports teams across the world. And if those scouts are interested in that player, they can get that personal information directly from the center and offer that player any sort of contract or sponsorship or scholarship that they so desire. And what was interesting is when we ran our combine back in April, we had two players that received a total of $6,000 in scholarships just by playing in our center. They both played Fortnite, obviously, but a lot of folks come in and play Dota or League of Legends. Those are some other computer games, too. But we'll be running the combine again. It will be running July 6th through July 14th. You can come in anytime, grab a PC. It just costs you some time to play. We have our rates online. If you check out our website or on our Facebook page too, and just come in and play some games. If you have aspiring esports players that are looking for college scholarships or looking to get noticed by professional esports teams, we invite you to come out and play, show your skills, prove that you got what it takes, and they will find you.
Very good stuff. It's a one-hour session, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's this Saturday, June 22nd, at One Life to Play Gaming and Esports Lounge. You guys are in Westlake, right?
Yes, we're right next door to Wagner's of Westlake. So
very good stuff.
Very familiar to people.
All right. Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Schwartz, we appreciate you giving us some of the insight on the presentation, Healthy Gaming for Kids, on Saturday. Larry, a pleasure to meet you also. We appreciate you guys both joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Bull.
Thanks, sir.
All righty, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Here in just a few minutes, Matt Douglas will update us on the local news, and then we will return for the final 90 minutes of today's show. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this here on AM 930 WEOL.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with this date in Cleveland Indians history. And on this date, June the 19th, 2016, the Indians walked off the White Sox at Progressive Field, a 3-2 victory on a Jose Ramirez single that brought in the winning run, giving Dan Otero his second win on the season. And the Indians improved to 38-30 with that win, on their way to an appearance in the World Series.